Blog Talk Radio.
Sponsored by WomenSpeakers.com, the largest online directory of Christian women speakers in the world, you're listening to Marnie's Friends.
Hi, everyone. This is Marnie Swedberg. Welcome to another edition of Marnie's Friends. And today, you are my friend. And you are the guest. And we are doing a question and answer program on how to get more speaker bookings at WomenSpeakers.com. So August 2016 has been turning month, and we've done all kinds of great stuff this month, from how to do a one sheet to how to get your organization together so that you can get more bookings by using social media and other platforms like that. Today's focus is going to be on more speaker bookings over at WomenSpeakers.com. We did a webinar last week on this, and we are going to include a clip from that, which has me answering some questions. The gals who are attending live there. I'm going to give you just a little preface before we launch that clip. And then if you have questions, you can just go ahead and post to the Blog Talk Radio chat room, or you can go over to Marnie.com and or Marnie's Friends down at the bottom of the page and do a contact us there and submit it by email. You could also submit it at the Facebook Women Speakers page over there. So however you want to submit your questions, feel free to do that. This will be a live program only, and we will be dissecting this program afterwards for the Q&A section of the new WomenSpeakers.com platform. Having said all that, I want to let you know that WomenSpeakers.com is not new. WomenSpeakers.com since 2002, connecting thousands and thousands of women's event planners with Christian women speakers since its inception. One speaker, me, and God grew that quickly to now have over 1,000 speakers available for you over there. So excited to be able to share speaking availability of over 1,000 Christian women speakers with the thousands of event planners who frequent the site. And today we're going to be talking about how a speaker can really maximize her availability, actually her publicity over there. And I want you to know that we love to have you join us if you are a Christian, a woman, and a speaker who has a message to share with other women. We would love to have us over there. So just go to womenspeakers.com and click how to add a speaker there, and you will see all the details. So before we learn to the first section of the Q&As, which are pre-recorded, I want to go ahead and just explain a couple things that we went over in much greater detail in the webinar, but I want to just explain them here very quickly for those of you who did not attend the webinar but will be listening to the Q&As. These points will be brought up as answers to questions. So first of all, how event planners find speakers. Second, how to get found online by planners. Third, underutilized resources and how to maximize them, plus some five-minute promo ideas that work. So first of all, I just want to go through very quickly four ways that event planners find speakers, because this is really important for you to understand. WomenSpeakers.com is not the number one way event planners find speakers. In fact, it's the fourth way that they find speakers. Having said that, it's a great fourth way, and you want to be over to get to number four. But the first three ways that event planners find speakers, and honestly, every event planner would prefer to find a speaker this way, is number one, she's my friend, she's a speaker. So you're an event planner, you have a friend who happens to be a great speaker, so you want to book her. That's everybody's number one favorite way. Number two, either the author of a book I've read or someone I've personally heard speak. That's my second favorite way. If I'm a planner, I want to know a lot about you. I want to have heard you speak. I want to have read your book. I want to know you. I want to already feel like I know you, even if you're not my friend. And then number three, she's my friend's friend. So that one is word of mouth. Actually knows this person, and she's a Christian women speaker, and she will come and speak to my group. They go online and they begin to look, but going online is very intimidating for them because they don't know you, and they're afraid that you might not even show up, that if you show up, you might say things that aren't biblical, that if you do show up and say things that are good, that you might run over time, or that you might need to make a big fuss about something that isn't a big thing for them, or, you know, say something that's doctrinally not in line with their doctrine. I mean, there's so many things that an event planner can be concerned about and should be concerned about. That's her job. So I want to just let you know there's a few ways that you can really improve your profile at womenspeakers.com to help it be the best it could be. First of all is that professional inviting headshot image. So it's really important that your headshot looks really professional. If you don't know how to do this, go to a professional and have a headshot taken. But basically what you can do is you can look at the ones that are already there at womenspeakers.com, and you'll see the ones that really look professional. Just do something like that yourself, and that's what we're looking for. And that's going to really give an event planner a sense that you're a pro. You're not somebody who's never done this before, but rather you are really someone who does this all the time and that you know what you're doing. That's really what you're communicating with a professional headshot. The second thing you can do to help her is to provide all your social media links. Provide a website link if you have one, or over to YouTube or Amazon if you have one, but be sure to at least provide your Facebook or Twitter, LinkedIn links there. Also, rock solid references. When you include references, that just helps her relax so much, because it's other people who have heard you speak that go, yeah, this is, she's rock. She's awesome. She's an easy guest. She did just what we asked her to do. She came and she showed up and she was awesome. You know, these kind of things really help an event planner to relax. Another thing is a list of topics. Instead of just one topic, give her some choices there, but be sure to give some topics. She can't just call you and ask you to speak about something when she has no idea what you talk on. Another one is a quick response. When she does get a hold of you, be very speedy to get back to her, because every minute you let pass by, number one, she might be talking to another speaker in the meantime, but also she gets more and more nervous the longer it takes you to respond to her. And finally, be gracious. Be gracious with your words and with your thoughts, because, again, she doesn't know you. What you say is going to matter a lot. How you say it is going to matter. And she's looking for someone who's going to come and be kind to her women, be really not only a good speaker and a communicator, but also a nice person and someone that's easy to work with. So be sure your words are very gracious. All right. Well, having said that, we are going to pop right in to the Q&As. And if you have a question while this is going on, go ahead and enter that into the chat room at Blog Talk Radio, or you can submit it at marniesfriends.com at the bottom in the support ticket, or you can post it to the Facebook womenspeakers.com page over at Facebook, and we will address those as soon as this first Q&A section is done. So let's get going. Got a bunch of questions in here, so I'm just going to start with the first one and just work our way up. Kathy, hi Kathy. Kathy writes, do you recommend going to as many churches in your area with a resume and ministry card as possible? Yes. Anything you can do, anything God puts on your heart to do, do it. Some of you simply can't do that. Some of you have ministries that are, you know, to certain individual denominations, and going to all the churches would be a waste of time. Others of you just really want to stay and only speak in a, you know, in a 20-mile radius or whatever. Absolutely. And what I know from being a women's ministry leader myself for 20 years is that sometimes I don't have anybody that I know. And if you have left your stuff there with me, I've got a pile of those. And then I just start going through that. And so absolutely, you're gonna bubble right to the top if they have your information at the point when they're looking for a speaker. Thank you for that question, and God bless you. Okay, Rhonda, when I'm on a radio program, what is a way to help listeners know they can book me for an event without making it sound like a commercial, or that I'm using the program to market myself? Absolutely. The best way to do this is just in the bio, in the description, or as you're talking to about things, you would just include it. So as they're introducing you or in the extra, include it in your bio so that Rhonda is also a speaker for women's events or whatever kind of events you speak at. As you're speaking, as you're answering a question, then at some point you can say, when I share with groups, I often say, or you can say, I was just recently speaking to a group in whatever city, and I shared this story that I'd like to share with you now. You know, so you're just planting seeds that you're a speaker, but you're not coming out and saying, be sure to book me. You're just planting the seeds, and that's, you know, that's the biblical principle there, is plant the seed. Okay, Janet, welcome to you. Oh, by the way, thank you, Rhonda, for that question. Janet, you live in a small community and can only travel a few hours. What are local possibilities for speaking small on your topics? But for sure, you want to communicate with the people in your small town. And then you want to continue to use social media. But when you have a limited, like when you only really want to travel for a few hours, you actually have the possibility of either connecting with them face-to-face or going or sending them information in the mail, which would be helpful if you have that small of a of an area to go. And what you're going to send them is a one sheet. So once again, you or take with even is a one sheet, and you're going to get that training over at marniesfriends.com on how to make your own one sheet. And that would be the most important thing there. And even if you're doing, when you email people, by the way, they don't usually like attachments there. So you're going to have to do it more like you do on your about page, and have their information that they want to have first, and then about you at the bottom. And what are the possibilities for speaking in small towns? Wow. Chamber of Commerce's, Friends of the Library, Women of Today, every church, every organization in town, even 4-H. I mean, if it's an organization, it at some point has a speaker come in or could have a speaker come in. Also, a lot of businesses have speakers come in. They need people who will come in and encourage their sales reps or do customer service. So it kind of depends on your topic. Obviously, if you are teaching scriptural things, then you're going to be limited to organizations that value that. So thanks for that question, and I hope the answer helped, Janet. Thank you. Brandy. Hi, Brandy. Would it be beneficial to put down a larger city close to you if you live in a town not so well known or a smaller city? I do leave that completely up to you as the speakers. Sometimes it does really pay to put the bigger city. So if you want to do that, you can, definitely, but you can only list in one city. So that is the rule. If you're half and half, I can't. So you just have to pick one city. And I would say if you live in a small town, you know, like especially if you live in a suburb of a major city, definitely go with the big city. Heidi, for geocoding, I list the town where I live. Should I list the big city? Yep, same thing. Definitely go with the bigger city. Leah, thanks for those questions, by the way, ladies. And Leah, so glad you got to log in. I'm glad you're here, too. Thanks for joining us. Okay, Wes, I don't have a name for this one. When we connect with you on Facebook, it will be our personal page. Is that what we want? That's up to you. If you don't want me to connect to your personal page when I do those posts, do not friend me, because I will, because there's just no way I can keep track of you individually, you know, in the 1,000 speakers. But if you don't mind, when I put those out, that they go to your personal page first, and then, you know, you can link them over to the other page, that's fine. So the problem is I cannot link to your professional page that way. And that's just a limitation that Facebook has. So that's totally your call. You just have to decide what you want to do there. From my perspective, any way you can get them to your page, that's what I would do, and then I'd let them go from there. But some of you really have a page that's limited to just your immediate family or your extended family. That's okay. I totally get that. And then don't friend me, because I won't be able to keep track. I won't be able to remember that. Too much information. Okay, Carla, I updated my city, and now I can't pull up my public profile. Does the site have a delay? No, it should not have a delay. However, if you didn't press save at the bottom, that can sometimes be a glitch. So go back into your profile. Make sure that when you update your city, it has across that top line above the map, be sure to have everything completed, city, comma, state, and then zip code all in that top line. And then when you're done, also re-add the zip code. And I just do that for security. It's my security blanket. But hopefully that will help. And if you still can't, then you can connect with us using the contact button at the bottom of the page, and we will help you get that reposted. Thank you for that question, and thanks for updating your pages. Oh, my goodness, you guys, it's so awesome. So many of you have come and updated your pages in the past month, in the past few weeks, and I'm so grateful for that. Thank you. Question from Karen. Hi, Karen. What is the best profile photo type? Do you recommend a candid action shot or close-up headshot? Is a black background or a white background best? Any other color hints, please? Okay, first of all, as long as it's a headshot, I'm all for it. A professional headshot. So what I really struggle with, we do allow it, but I really struggle with the ones that are full body shots, or the ones that are, you know, I mean, I hate to get too specific, but like you and your dog, you know, when you can see another person cut off behind you, those are the ones that kind of aren't professional. And you may be trying to communicate something. Like, Actually, we have a speaker that's in a wheelchair that actually shows that, well, probably more than that, but one that actually shows that she's in a wheelchair, one that shows that she only has one leg. I can see those are pretty important because that honestly is what an event planner, you know, wants to know there. But for most of you, a headshot, that's a professional headshot, is great. And then regarding the background color, I would just go with the whatever color is best for you, and that's fine. So a professional headshot photo is what I recommend, and that's what I love to post. Thank you for asking. Okay, Paulette, is there sound to this? When I first connected, there was, and now there's not. Oh, hopefully the rest of you are hearing this. I'm sorry, Paulette. Hopefully you can hear it now. Let's see. How do you put art into your posts? So I don't have a person's name on this. Art into your posts. I'm assuming you mean on Facebook. You just get the upload the photo, or if you're sharing somebody else's, like if it's not your original artwork, if you're sharing somebody else's, you just link them in. So they would usually have like a share button, or like if you post it on your Pinterest, it'll post automatically to your Facebook. I hope that answers that question. I'm not sure who asked it. Okay. Gloria, thank you for asking. You write, I submitted a request to find out how to get into the site. I was in before, but now I can't get in. Also, I'm requested to get an emblem on my site, and how do I do that? Okay, first of all, if you ever have trouble logging in or whatever, just submit a support ticket, and we do fit this into our other stuff. So it's me, and I manage our family restaurant, and I manage our family retail store, and I write, and I speak, and I travel, and I'm a mom. So know that I am super busy. I fit it in where I can. I have outsourcers who help me. They're all around the world, so they fit it in when they can. And so sometimes it's a while before we can get back to you. Just know we'll get back to you as soon as we can. And definitely if you put a support ticket in, we will get back to you. Also, you requested an emblem. The emblem actually shows up on your landing page. If you're a paid speaker, it's right underneath your main stuff, and it just on the main page, and it just says, you know, it's a blue circle disc that says featured speaker. And underneath it, it has the embed code so that you can put it into any website possible. Deborah, thanks. You said great info. Thanks for that. Kim, what are your thoughts about sending out promo materials to churches? Yes, if you can afford it, if you can do it, definitely do it. Definitely take the one sheet training before you do it so that you do it well. And if you have a video of you, make sure to include that. So many people now just are doing a lot of stuff online. So you may have as much benefit emailing, but if you send it out, it's almost going to be like that personal note that you do. It kind of stands out. If you bothered to send it, it stands out. So I do encourage you, if you can, and if that's on your heart, to go ahead and do that. Thanks for asking. Don, I know event planners can find us through this fabulous website. Thanks for saying that. But how do we proactively find events and then reach out to event planners to successfully get booked? The way that I suggest you do that is by attending events. And I know that you all can't do that. And that's really, womenspeakers.com is for every level of speaker, those who can do that and those who can't do that. But honestly, when you go to events and when you volunteer at events and when you help support events and when you're willing to be the MC at an event and you're a speaker and you're not saying, you know, I'm not coming unless you book me, that really does go a long way. So if you can actually go, that helps, and meet the people, and maybe don't even introduce yourself as a speaker right away. Just go and be there and then follow up with your speaker packet or with a book you've written or something like that. That's going to help a lot. The competition for the big conferences and stuff like that is pretty intense, and a lot of the mega churches really wouldn't even consider you unless they've thought of you themselves. And so I think there are ways to get in, but it is pretty complex once you get to the higher level. And the best way there is to just get involved as a volunteer. Let them get to know your character and then your skills, in that order. Okay, thanks for asking, Don. That's a great question, and it is a challenge. That's definitely a challenge. Okay, Sheila, where do you find the tutorials? You can type in womenspeakers.com/tutorials. That's just the easiest ways. The T is capitalized there, tutorials. Or you can go to the bottom of any page, and under the support tab, you'll see tutorials. Just click on that. From someone that I don't know you, how many event coordinators book people daily? Well, that just really ranges. Some days none, some days dozens. So I can't tell you that. It just goes up and down. We just continue to match them as fast as we can. And some days it's a smaller job and some days it's a very big job. So it just continues to happen. August and September are very busy compared in January. Those are the months where kind of event planners come off of their, you know, breaks, their summer break, or come off of their Christmas break and go, oh my goodness, I better get. But the bookings happen all year round. And so it's just always going on. Thank you for asking. Felicia. What if you don't know any event planners, but all your speaking engagements have been word of mouth? Well, isn't that wonderful? I mean, that's great, Felicia. A lot of you who are listening to me do not personally know anybody who books speakers, but you are a speaker, and that's really the best way. And remember, that's the third way that they find you is word of mouth, and that's huge. They love that way. They way prefer that way than having to go to a site like womenspeakers.com and find one. Now, and when I say it, it sounds really demeaning, but when I say it, that's if they haven't ever tried it. If once they've tried womenspeakers.com, then they love to come there and find speakers. But that first time that they come to womenspeakers.com, it's really intimidating to them. They would really rather go with somebody their friend knows and loves. So, you know, don't feel bad about that at all. Don't feel bad about not knowing event planners. And if you want to increase your reach, then just start, you know, do a search on Facebook for your city and the churches in your city. Start following their pages and make a comment every now and then and begin to reach out to them. I hope that helps, Felicia. And yeah, don't feel bad about that at all. I think a lot of you are in that situation. Marsha writes, is there a lot of networking among womenspeakers.com? I'm thinking that I could learn a lot by meeting other women in my area. There is not. So I come to certain locations and then I do a speed networking between Christian women speakers and event planners and Christian women's event planners. That's what I do, and I don't get to do it very often because of my other responsibilities. But definitely if you want to start something in your area, you could. Although this site it's got a very limited, very specific, the whole purpose of womenspeakers.com is to have an easy and enjoyable finding place where women's event planners can come online to connect with speakers. And so once it gets beyond that parameter, I said you could probably do it in your own city, but it probably would be something that would be outside of womenspeakers.com. And if you want training, that's over at marniesfriends.com. That's the best way. As far as having chats and stuff like that, we don't. And at this point, I have no vision or permission in my spirit to do that. Thanks for asking. Okay, Deneen. Hi, Deneen. How do you get past the generic email address or the secretary who will pass the information? Well, that's such a great question. First of all, always consider the secretary to be the first most important person you talk to. And church secretaries are notorious for being great gatekeepers. So you just want to befriend her as a real person. Don't see her as a roadblock. See her as a real person who has a real job to do. And she just wants to do her job really well. And so if you connect with her, treating her with respect is absolutely the number one thing to do. Don't rush past her to the women's ministry leader. The other thing is many, 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 many churches now have that information online. And if you just take your 5 minutes a day or whatever and you just look up one person's email address and write one email, I mean, that's going to work really great. If you can't find it online, and you need to go to the secretary, I would say in that situation you're going to ask for voicemail instead of an email address. Very rarely will a secretary give you an email address that is not already published somewhere online, nor will she give you the women's ministry leader's phone number that is not already published online. So just don't even expect that of her. She can't do it. But she could take a message and she could put you through to voicemail. So those are going to be your best bets on that. Thanks for that great question. That's a good question. Robin? Okay, right. Thanks for sharing your expertise. This was helpful. Appreciate all your great advice. Thank you. And my prayer always is that you will get as booked as much as God deems good for you, and that you'll get found here and that you'll get bookings. And I often sit back here and I'm curious, you know, I watch the invites fly through and I'm just curious, you know, who got booked, who didn't get booked. And sometimes I hear back, sometimes I don't. But it's just awesome to have this opportunity. And I know, you know, I know a lot of bookings happen. I do hear enough back that I know that a lot of bookings are going on. So it's always encouraging me to thank you for saying that. Leah. I think the most difficult part of being a speaker is knowing how much to charge. Is there a good rule of thumb for that? I have a concern about either underselling myself and my time, energy, etc., or overpricing. How can we find that sweet spot for pricing? Because this can be a thing that makes or breaks the deal. Leah, great, great question. There is a training specifically on that with Rebecca Montgomery over at marniesfriends.com. It took an hour. So if you want to go over there, check that out. Just scroll under speakers until you hit Rebecca Montgomery and click on that one. She goes into it. And one of the reasons I can't answer that right here and why it takes an hour to discuss it is because we can't lock you into a price range. It's actually illegal for me to do any kind of price setting where I say, you know, is your range between 100 and 500, 500 and 500? I can't do anything like that without breaking a law. So that's why it's a difficult question. There are some good answers. I hope you'll take that training over there. Hi, Susan is the next one. A future request. I'm in New Jersey, but close to New York City. If I were to say New York City, it would change my state. I'd love to be able to list a second location. We have considered for all 14 years a way to list a second location, and we just currently cannot allow it. There are, except I know a lot of people like live half the year in one state and half the year in the other state, and right now we just are not able to accommodate that, and I have asked God about that several times. So far, can't do, but thanks for asking and know that I hear your heart. So go ahead and pick the location that is the most logical location for you to pick, and we'll trust God that he can bubble you to the surface when you're the right speaker. Okay, from Shifronia. Hi, Shifronia. And how do you change the photo? It's right on the second screen. So when you log in, once you log in, you go up to the top right, it says welcome and your name and your photo up there or whatever, and then you go the down arrow, update or edit your profile is the next thing, and right in there across the top, you'll see the second tab says change photo, you upload it there. If you can't figure out how to upload a photo, but you can attach a photo to an email, just go ahead and use the contact form and send that in to us. All right, Felicia asks, should you speak for free? You should definitely speak for free if God tells you to speak for free, and if not, don't. So I can't answer that question for you, but absolutely most of us who started out speaking for free, and some of us still speak for free, depending on the circumstance. You know, when you're a lawyer and you've gone to school and you've invested $80,000 into your degrees, you sometimes do pro bono work. And so should you speak for free? I would say definitely you sometimes should speak for free if you can. Should you always speak for free? That would be between you and God and your, you know, family situation, your financial situation. Again, there's a great training over at marniesfriends.com about the money. Thanks for asking, Andrea. And I think I'm just going to close it down here after these two. Andrea just upgraded. Oh, thanks, Andrea, for that. And then did I miss the link for the tutorial of the one-page sheet? I visited the page but didn't see it. That one is not in the tutorials. That's over at Marnie's Friends. So at the marniesfriends.com, you are going to find all the speaking tutorials that are one-hour radio interviews with experts. And so that is over there, and that's where you'll find that link. That is not really a tutorial for womenspeakers.com. That is a general speaking training. And but you bring up a good point, Andrea, that people may look under the tutorials for that. So I'll link that page over from there later. Thank you so much for being here. I love working with you. I love sharing your speaking availability with the planners who visit womenspeakers.com. And it makes me really happy to know that you care, that you want to be out there sharing God's word and helping women know him and love him more. And just know that I pray for you and that I love you. And I'm going to keep on connecting as many of you as possible. And, you know, it's not really up to me. it's not really up to me. I don't get to say, very rarely, in fact, sometimes I do, actually, it's really fun. Sometimes I do actually get to say, oh, yeah, for sure, you know, this speaker would be great, you'd love that speaker. But more often, it's all being done on the web, just with the weight of this site and with it, you know, having such great, really a great reputation for word of mouth sending women over, as well as search engine results sending planners over. So just be all right. Well, that's going to end that clip there. This is Swedberg, and we are doing some question and answer today on womenspeakers.com as well as speaking ministries. And so you can submit your questions at Blog Talk Radio in the chat room, and also at the Facebook Women Speakers page. We're going to take a short break and come back for more questions and answers. We'll be right back. Online training, instant access, increase your skills in the minutes you have. Did you know that the recordings of all of these podcasts are now available to you free of charge at Marnie.com? You can listen via Stitcher, iTunes, or Blog Talk Radio, or download the MP3 for easy listening anytime you have time. Every training module is 60 minutes long, features a guest expert, and focuses on practical, doable, and easy to implement next steps in your particular fields of interest. Whether you're looking for help with author training, speaker training, to how to be a media guest, how to be a better manager, maybe you want to be a women's ministry leader, or you already are, or possibly you want to learn more about event planning. Bonus sections even address how to succeed in leadership, marriage, parenting, health, and more. So pick your area of interest and get going today. It's instantly accessible to you anytime you have time over at Marnie.com. Hey, welcome back. This is Marnie, and we are doing some questions and answers today about womenspeakers.com and how to get more bookings over at that site, as well as how to develop your women's minister or women's speaking ministry in general. So if you have a question, you can definitely post it here at Blog Talk Radio or at the Facebook page, or even over at marniesfriends.com. That's the radio page, marniesfriends.com. At the bottom, there's a support ticket, and you can submit it there any which way. I'll get it, and we'll answer time. One of the questions that's been coming in, several of you have asked, what's the difference between the types of listings available? I want to spend some time and just go over this with you so it's clear, because so many of you asked this question. So first of all, there is a free listing available, and I hope them and to have a free listing available for those of you who simply can't afford to help support the ministry, or for those of you who are just starting out and really don't even know if this is something you want to do. So the free listing comes in third in search results. So maybe I'll back up a second there on the search results. There are a couple different kinds. Every single page of the website, at the bottom of the page, there's a speaker marquee. There's a billboard at the bottom of the page that shows several photos. Those photos are randomly drawn from all of the paying speakers, whether you're a featured speaker or just a speaker, but you're not a free speaker. If you have your profile here and you are paying to have your profile at womenspeakers.com, your photo will just continually pop up there in random draw, so that planners may see you, whether they're on the home page or on someone else's profile page or wherever. These always pop up. Now, I want to encourage you that that is a huge opportunity, and I'm so excited that we get to do this. It's something I've always wanted to do, and with this new platform, we can now give you really front page coverage with that marquee on every page. You're just right there. If you were to pay for advertising for every single website view that you got here, you'd be paying a lot of money. So it's worth a lot to be in that marquee, and you get that with a paid listing of any kind, but the free speakers aren't in that listing at all. Where I'm talking about the third in the search results is when a speaker clicks on her state or searches by topic or one of those things, the featured speakers come up first in random draw. So let's say that I'm just going to say in Ohio, maybe there's five featured speakers, and maybe there's 25 paid speakers, and maybe there's 80 free speakers. I'm just guessing numbers. So the featured speakers come up in random draw first. So this time Sue might be on the top. Next time Mary might be on the top. The next time Sue might be on the top. The next time Sarah might be on the top. And the next time, you know, somebody else. That featured speaker is going to come up first in the random draw, all five of them. And then it's going to go to the paid speakers, and they'll come up in random draw. So every time you refresh the page, it's actually a different order. You never come up again in the same order, very seldom. And then the last speakers to be pulled in random draw are the free speakers. So that's what I mean by third in search results. The free speakers do have a message me form so that event planners can contact them. And honestly, you guys, free speakers get invited. Even with as little information as they have available, they do get invited. And so just know if you want a free listing and you can't afford to help support the ministry at this time, that's okay. Go for it. I do want you to know how excited I am that we get to share the speaker headshot photos of our free speakers. And we're actually missing several photos on the site. I mean, usually they're free speakers. But why that is because these speakers don't have a headshot yet to share with us, or they haven't updated yet. So we're working on getting that more up to date. But the free speakers are allowed a headshot, and at the old site, they weren't. So super excited about that. That's the free speaker listing. When you move to the speaker listing, that is your basic speaker listing. It has a lower price than the featured speaker. It also does come in second in those search results. This has the message me form also, as well as the headshot. Plus, it includes the marketing promotions. So when I do publicity to like Facebook, Twitter, LinkedIn, Google Plus, those, you're included. The paid speakers, no matter which level, you're included in those marketing promotions, as well as you get to post a link to your website, your phone number. You get to promote your products. You get to list up to 6 topics with descriptions and have up to 3 references. So this is a really great place to, if you want to get involved in the ministry and you don't really want to be at the featured level yet, a speaker level is a great place. The featured level, in addition, then, has first place in the search rankings, and that's huge. You show up first. When someone's searching for something, you're at the top, and it really does matter to be closer to the top. So I just encourage you, if you can, go for that. And also included is everything I've already mentioned, plus you have unlimited topics, unlimited references. You have additional training available to you, like the Speaker Booking Boot Camp is available to you over at Marnie.com. So the Marnie.com membership is available to you, and that by itself is worth $25 a month. So just know that if you're doing the speaker, the featured speaker, it's actually like you get that just thrown in completely free. And then also is the group coaching. The group coaching is usually $99 a month all by itself. So in order to get the featured, you pay a little bit more, but you really get a lot more value from that. So I encourage you to check that out. Very good. All right, let me just peek here for the next question. It's going to be about, okay, what type of trainings are available? Excellent. That's a great question. Thank you for that. And I'm going to actually take you over. If you have a moment, you can go over to marniesfriends.com. And this is inside of the marnie.com website. And this is the radio or podcast page. And what you can find here is when you scroll down, you'll find over 150 targeted training programs with experts. So this is me interviewing someone who's really, really good at a particular aspect of training. So, for example, if you are looking for speaker training, I'm looking at the first one right now as I'm giving this live Q&A, is how to host your own speaking or training events with Deborah Lovett. That was an amazing program where she gave you all of the tips for how she actually started and is still running her own speaking events. So not being booked by someone else, but actually hosting her own. Kathy Carlton Willis shared how to maximize your speaking ministry, and she's actually the author of a book all about that. Awesome, awesome training there. Incorporating humor into your speeches with your Vincent. All kinds of great stuff here. And you can just go down, hover over the photo, and you'll be able to open up the trainings, that questions that you have today. So this is really great. I mean, like Scarlett DeBassi, she actually taught us how to wear it. You know, there's everything here. Pam Farrell shared an amazing program on how to encourage your event planners and just win the. And so there's lots there for you. There's also, this is all free. There's absolutely no cost to any of this to you. There's also author and writer training, management training, leadership training, event planner training, media training, women's ministry leadership training, family life training, and more, all available at the marniesfriends.com page. Now, if you go up to the top of that page, and if you go over to the tab that's a drop-down, coaching and more, go under the store and products. That's where you're going to find everything that's included with that featured membership. If you scan the page, everything that's here is included with the one exception that I can't do the permanent coaching included in the membership. I just can't spread myself that. That has to be at an additional charge, and that's a permanent charge. But in here, you get the 21-day WIN group coaching, and you can buy a separate one for $99, or else you can just join as a featured speaker and get that included. You get the entire Magellan membership. You get the Vision and Mission Boot Camp. If you haven't done this yet, set your vision and mission. You really want to take some time and do that, because how do you know which events to say yes or no to? How do you know what you're supposed to be doing unless you've really got a clear vision? Without it, people perish, the Bible says. So it's so important to spend a couple hours and go through this boot camp and get that clarity. It's $10 if you buy it by yourself, or it's included in the membership. So just $25 a month, and this is all included. The other thing that's in here that's just an amazing offer, and it's, again, coach certification training program. So what this one is it's 6 hours of intensive, biblically based success principles to help you understand how to set things up in the world and how you can get on track with Him so that you can meet your God-given goals. And I was commissioned to create this program when I was working as an official guide over at selfgrowth.com, which is self-help site in the world, and I had the official guide for them in their success principles area. And this program is my heart. I just love this program. If I could give it away for free, I would, but it's very intense. You're going to really change how you perceive what you're doing and what how God perceives what you're doing and where He can come in and help you, where you're standing in His way. And so I hope that you will take advantage of that. That is sold separately for $1,000 all by itself, or it comes with the membership. I'm so excited to be able to do that. Again, the speaker booking boot camp is in there. That's $99 by itself, or it's included in your membership. So you can see when we go to the featured level here at womenspeakers.com, there is so much included there. There's all kinds of more stuff included. Everything on that entire is included with that membership. And so I encourage you to check that out for sure. All right, let me see here. The next one is, I have some specific questions. How can I access you directly? Okay, that's probably not going to happen. I juggle too many balls. There's just no way I can spread myself thin enough to do one-on-one phone conversations with everybody that has a question. And in fact, I do very little phone conversations at all. When you need me to actually do that, you have to pay for it. It's $4 a minute. And so there's a pre-talk worksheet that you fill out in order to be sure that our minutes are very focused and that you can actually get out of those minutes exactly what you need, and I can service you well there. Otherwise, the best way is to submit a support ticket, and then we answer you by email. And if we haven't already had that question answered somewhere online, we answer it for you, and then I publish that answer as well for everybody else. So thank you. That was a great question. Okay. How many people visit womenspeakers.com? All right. So there's actually, it's millions of hits a year. We have over 10,000 women's ministry leaders in our database as far as who've registered with us, that they use us. But I don't have the answer to that, how many go per day. One of the things I can tell you is that when you do a search for Christian Women Speakers, we are the number one organically generated response. So Google, for example, Google views womenspeakers.com as the finding place online for Christian Women Speakers. And so if you just go with that, you know, and that's out of like, I think it's 19 million options. Womenspeakers.com is number one. When you add a state to the end of that, Christian Women Speaker, and then a state, we're going to be number one there too for your state. And then when you add your city, we will be number one there for your city, but more importantly, you'll show up in your own city. So Women Speakers will show up, but not by itself. In the other search results, Women Speakers shows up by itself, but when they get down to looking in their own city for a planner or for a speaker, when the planners look in their own city for a speaker, you're going to show up as the number one result. Or if there's other people below you or other people as well as you in your city, you'll show up in that list. And maybe if we have a minute, we can go through that. Okay, so let's go ahead and go through that. So the way that you will show up higher in that listing is by being more active and having more content. So once again, the featured speakers have the best opportunity to do that because what happens is that, sorry, got distracted there with the question. So what happens is that the featured speakers and actually the speakers and the featured speakers all are allowed topics, references, resources, you know, the free have the about page and their contact information like that. But the paid speakers have more content on the site. So the more content you have about you attached to your name and your city and your state like that, the more likely you are to be found by a search engine. But then also the more active you are, the more likely you are to be found. So when you come in and you update your photo, when you come in and you update your bio, when you come in and you update and put it in or you put a new topic, those kind of things are viewed by a search engine as qualifying you as being an active and important site for them to recognize. The fact that you're doing that within this monster site, womenspeakers.com, gives your credibility. So you might also be updating your blog every day, but maybe your blog is only getting, you know, a couple thousand hits a day or a month or year. Whereas womenspeakers.com is getting millions. So because of the weight of womenspeakers.com, that's what's going to make the difference there for you, is that you're going to get a lot more publicity if you will keep updating your page at womenspeakers.com. And the other thing is whenever you add a new topic or a new reference, it's going to put you on the front page. If you're a featured speaker or a speaker, you will be on the front page when you post either a new topic or a new reference letter. So that's a wonderful way to get on the front page. And that's one of the things that's most exciting to me about this new site, is that you can get on the front page of this huge monster site without paying additional money. It just comes as part of your speaker. It comes as part of your speaker membership, as part of your featured speaker membership, and that's all included, so that's great. You don't have to jump through any other hoops. You just have to be active, and that's exactly what the search engines are asking you to do as well. Okay, we're going to take a short break and come back for more questions. If you have a question, now's the time to post it at Blog Talk, Marnie's Friends, or at Facebook, Women Speakers, or at the bottom of the marniesfriends.com radio page in the support text. We'll be right back. Are the top 7 reasons you should join the mentorship program at Marnie.com today. Number 1, join for fun. Between online expos, boot camps, group coaching sessions, and weekly online training programs, Marnie.com is a great place to connect, learn, and grow. Number 2, tap into some serious traffic. Thousands of unique guests per week create action, connections, and community through Marnie.com and our sister site. You don't want to miss out on the sheer volume of what's happening here at Marnie.com, at womenspeakers.com, at womensevents.info, Bible Study Expo, and all the other sites that are included in the mentorship membership at Marnie.com. Number 3, our trainers rock. You are going to learn from world-class experts on topics of importance to you. You'll learn how to speak better, write better, get media coverage, manage better, live better. There are over 150 modules available to you right now, and there are more trainings in the mentorship zone. Number 4, we're open 24 hours a day, so you can just come and go as your schedule permits. Lots of members take me with them on trips or allow me in their headsets as they exercise, clean the house, or make meals. The 5th most important reason to join Marnie.com today is because you get over $3,000 of resources and connection opportunities for one low monthly investment, and you can come and go. Just cancel anytime. The 6th reason is to gain instant and ongoing access to my 13 how-to books. These are going to simplify your life and help you to increase your delight in Christ. My heart is for you to experience the abundant life Jesus describes in the Bible. So let's get you going. Okay, number 7, join the mentorship program for Mission. Among the training resources available to you as a member, you'll find the Mission and Vision training, which is so important, plus the SPY or Success Principles Intensive Coach Certification Program. These two programs alone are valued at over $1,000, and both are included in the mentorship program. The women who join Marnie.com find hope, help, and clear direction so they can move fast forward toward their God-given goals. Everything at the site is available a la carte, but when you join, you gain instant and ongoing access to every last online resource and connection opportunity, all for one reasonable low monthly or yearly rate. So join Marnie.com today. That's Marnie.com. Welcome back. This is Marnie, and we are going to dive into a little section here about the ways that womenspeakers.com can help you get found. So we talked earlier about there's four ways that women's ministry leaders like to find speakers. Number one, they like to know that woman personally and then invite her to speak. Number two, they'd like to have heard her speak or read her book. Number three, they have a friend of a friend. So their friend knows the speaker personally and vouches for her. And number four, they like to find somebody online. And so that's the fourth one. Actually, your listing at womenspeakers.com can help you get found in all four of these ways. So first of all, I'm going to just give you some 5-minute ways, 5 minutes a day or even 5 minutes a week. If you just did this for 5 minutes a week, 52 times this year, you would be top of mind with this group of people. So if you do it 5 days a week, I mean, just think, you've got 300 times a year that you are going to get into people's heads and be someone that they're thinking about. So that's awesome. Number one, when you are listed at womenspeakers.com, your friends will think of you if they ever need a speaker like you. So just being associated with womenspeakers.com and every once in a while posting that on your page. So for example, if you have a paid listing with us and I do a promo on Facebook and you're my friend, it's going to show up on your feed. It's going to show up that you are part of this national organization of women speakers. And so right away, your friends are going to be like, oh, you know, I kind of remember that she was a speaker. I didn't even know she did speaking. So this is a way for your friends to think of you if they ever need a speaker. The other thing is, being associated with womenspeakers.com is going to let your book or blog readers or audiences know that they can think of you for their own events. It's one thing to read a book or read a blog and enjoy it. It's another thing to make the leap that this writer is also available to speak. Now, some people do make that leap automatically, but other people actually could use you to help them. So again, having the emblem from Women Speakers, the medallion from womenspeakers.com, showing that you're a featured speaker over there, having that on your blog or on your website, or including a mention of it in your promo materials, gives you just one more way to let people know that you're available to speak. Number three, then, is you can stay top of mind in your friends' mind so they think of you when in conversation with an event planner. So even people that you know who simply are never going to invite a speaker ever for any reason, it's okay, because they will eventually probably find themselves in a conversation or on a committee that actually is going to invite a speaker. And if they've been thinking of you all these years, like, oh, I sure wish I was an event planner so I can invite, you know, my friend to speak. And here all of a sudden they get to, well, believe me, if you've been nurturing them over time to think of you as a speaker, they actually will think of you as a speaker when the time comes. However, if you don't do that, if you don't keep doing that at least once a week, if you don't keep putting something out about your speaking availability or somewhere you just got booked or a program you're working on, you know, to a speaking engagement or something that God taught you as you were preparing a talk for this or that group, what happens is that other people forget about it. And so it's really your job. And womenspeakers.com can really help you with that credibility, because when you send them to your link, and you have your own page link at womenspeakers.com, if you go up to the top, you can just highlight that page link and that takes them directly to your page. When you do that, it just gives you this extra credibility that you can't have by yourself. It's like I was saying earlier, with the web, with the search engines, you know, your blog simply can't get as much traction as womenspeakers.com because it's just not as big. It doesn't weigh as much in the universe. And so that's the same thing with your friends and with people who are getting to know you. This credibility goes a long ways. And, you know, that's kind of the culture we're in. Also, when people do a search for a speaker in your area or on your topic, you will show up near the top or at the top of the search engine results. And again, that depends on how active you are, how much information you have on your page. So I encourage you to get that filled in as best as you can. All right. I do want to remind you that there are how-to videos and tutorials over at womenspeakers.com/tutorials, and that's with a capital T. That's going to explain exactly how you add topics, how you add references, how you can respond to a lead when you get one. And so I encourage you to take advantage of those trainings as soon as you can. Also, I wanted to mention that the resource section at the site is super important, because what that does is it allows you to publish your own, publish the availability of your own stuff, whether it's a CD or a book. Maybe you've just written a blog post that's really been popular and you want to promote that. So in the topics, when you're describing your topic, there isn't a photo allowed there and you can't charge money for that. But when you are selling something like a book, if you want to promote your book in the resource center, you can have your book jacket on there. You can have your description. You can have the cost of the book and link it out to your either Amazon page or your own bookstore page or wherever you're selling that. So it really takes up, again, it takes it up to a new level. The other thing is, as often as you can link to a big site like womenspeakers.com or from a site like womenspeakers.com to your own site, it increases your chances of getting found online. So imagine that we have just a single strand. You know, you have your own site and it's attached to the universal web, the big world wide web, by one string that goes to your mom's site or whatever. Don't mean to be demeaning at all, but just to a small site, okay? So what happens there is that the search engine sees that and says, oh, not too much going on over there, you know, just one little strand. But when your blog or your website connects out to places like your Facebook page, your LinkedIn page, your YouTube page, your, you know, Twitter page, womenspeakers.com, when you're linking out to huge sites like that and have connections with them, like friends with them, that weighs something. When those big sites link to your page, that weighs even more, because now the big site has said, yeah, I am a friend with that little site. You know, so this womenspeakers.com being as big as it is, when you add your Facebook link, your Twitter link, your, you know, whatever links you can add there, add them all. And in your resource section, when you add your link to your Amazon page, your Amazon bookstore page, once again, then when people are searching for that particular book title, that ranks higher than other book titles that don't have another big site like womenspeakers.com connected to it. So it's all kind of this invisible strand of things that's going on in the world, and you need to just know that it's happening. I hope that you'll go and take the full webinar training. We were able to answer some questions today, which was really helpful. I'm so grateful for your questions. Thank you for that, and thank you for being here. But I hope you will take time to go and watch the whole webinar. It's again over at womenspeakers.com/tutorials with a capital T, and that's going to really help you to understand what in the world is going on and how to truly maximize your speaker booking potential over at womenspeakers.com. It is my great joy to have the privilege of hosting the website as well as this radio talk show. I'm grateful that you are here today. Thank you for coming. And for those of you who listen to the archives, thank you for that too. And I just pray that God will bless you, bless your ministry, and bless your availability as He opens and closes the doors as He deems fit. And I'm so grateful to have a little corner of a part in that. So let me know when you get booked, and we'll go forward from there. Thanks. You have a great day now. Bye-bye.